You're listening to the FQXI podcast.
But it's true. Questions about the nature of time just never end. Does time exist? Physicist Lee Smolin at the Perimeter Institute in Waterloo, Ontario, won an FQXI grant a few years ago to think about this question, and what the answer may mean for our understanding of the fundamental laws that govern the origin of the universe. Smolin's now written a new book on the subject called Time Reborn, as he explained to reporter Karin Pikama. In it, he explains why he is a firm believer that time is real, even though many physicists think the opposite.
What is time? This deceptively simple question is the single most important problem facing science as we probe more deeply into the fundamentals of the universe. All of the mysteries physicists and cosmologists face, from the Big Bang to the future of the universe, from the puzzles of quantum physics to the unification of the forces and particles, come down to the nature of time. Time is the most pervasive aspect of our everyday experience. Everything we think, feel, or do reminds us of its existence. We perceive the world as a flow of moments that make up our life. But physicists and philosophers alike have long told us, and many people think, that time is the ultimate illusion. I used to believe in the essential unreality of time. Indeed, I went into physics because, as an adolescent, I yearned to exchange the time-bound human world, which I saw as ugly and inhospitable, for a world of pure, timeless truth. Later in life, I discovered that it was pretty nice to be human, and the need for transcendent escape faded. More to the point, I no longer believe that time is unreal. In fact, I have swung to the opposite view. Not only is time real, but nothing we know or experience gets closer to the heart of nature than the reality of time.
That was an excerpt from the book Time Reborn by theoretical physicist Lee Smolin. Smolin, who is a founding and senior faculty member of the Perimeter Institute for Theoretical Physics in Waterloo in Canada, was a strong proponent of the idea that time is not real, like most physicists. Until recently, that is. His research has led him to conclude that time is in fact very real. In this new book, published in April 2013, he gently takes the reader through the reasoning for this highly controversial new idea of time. I called him up to find out why he has changed his mind and what this could mean, particularly for our attempts of understanding the universe and the laws that govern it. Just to set the scene for why his theory is so extraordinary, he explains why most physicists currently argue that time is not real, but is just another dimension in our universe, like space.
There is a dominant view, which is that the experience that we have of time passing and of it being always some present moment which passes over to the next present moment is an illusion. And that reality, at this most fundamental level, if you penetrate behind the so-called veil of appearances down to the most fundamental level, you get a picture of reality which is timeless, in which what's really true and what's really fundamental doesn't change in time, but is absolute and doesn't have any variation or change in time.
Smolin refers to ideas on the unreality of time by FQXI member Julian Barber at the University of Oxford.
Either time just does not exist, as in the point of view of Julian Barber, which comes from thinking about combining quantum mechanics and cosmology, or in Einstein's picture, the whole history of the universe is one, is the real reality, what we call the block universe, so that what's the really true picture is, if you will, a picture in which the whole history of the universe is presented as one, and our lives are trajectories which start somewhere in this block, go for some distance, then end. The geometrization of time is representing time as if it were another dimension of space.
One of the reasons Smolin is unsatisfied with the current thinking about time is that despite the enormous amounts of progress that have been made over the past 25 years in understanding quantum gravity, our understanding of time has been at a standstill.
This hypothesis that time as we experience it is not fundamental but a kind of emergent phenomenon hasn't been demonstrated very clearly by the theoretical models that were supposed to explicate it.
Another problem with the current thinking, according to Smolin, has to do with the laws of nature. These laws are outside time, yet they do influence how things change in time. A few very basic questions about these laws have never satisfactorily been answered.
One of them is what chose the laws. It's not enough to say what the laws of nature are. If you really want an explanation, you have to give insight into why these are the laws rather than other laws. And the second question is laws act on conditions at one time, so-called initial conditions, to predict conditions at a later time. But they can't therefore explain what the initial conditions were and if the universe began at the Big Bang or soon after, what chose the initial conditions then? And as we've learned from cosmological observations and the conclusion of the last several decades of cosmological data, which is that the initial conditions of our universe were extraordinarily improbable and special. And that is unexplained and is not explainable in a paradigm in which the initial data are input, just like the choice of the laws is not explainable in a paradigm where the choice of the laws are input to the paradigm.
It is this inability to satisfactorily answer these very basic questions, despite all the decades of research in this area, that have helped change Smolin's mind about the unreality of time.
Reflecting on them, I came to the point of view that the only way to explain the choice of the laws and the initial conditions is if they're the result of evolution taking place in time. Let me emphasize a caveat to that. The only way to explain them in a way that's scientific, which means that by means of a hypothesis that's susceptible to investigation by further testing, is to assume that the laws are not absolute and fixed for all time, but do evolve and change in time like everything else. And investigating that idea, it became clear to me that if laws evolve in time rather than time emerge from law, then time has to be more fundamental than law, that time has to exist at a deeper level than even the laws of nature exist. And that's what led me to change my mind and think that time must be fundamental.
If the laws of nature are evolving over time, this has some interesting consequences which could make life and the future of our universe a lot less predictable than in the framework in which time is emergent.
I think the only reasonable context in which you can have a scientific explanation for the choice of the laws and initial conditions is if the Big Bang is not the beginning of time but is a transition, a process from an earlier era of the universe, so that our universe is much older than the 13.8 or so billion years that the observations have it to be. And in these earlier eras, I believe the laws were different, and that the laws have evolved over many eras to be what they are presently. And this, because the past leaves fossils and leaves evidence by which it can be examined, this is a testable hypothesis, and an early stage in my thinking about this was the development of a particular scenario for how laws might evolve through a succession of Big Bangs, which is called cosmological natural selection. That scenario or hypothesis did make several predictions which have been tested over the last 18 or so years since I published the idea. If the laws of nature can change, the question is whether there is a meta-principle or a meta-law which determines how they change. And that's a very key question. It may be that the future is partly not predictable or not determinable from the information that we can have about our universe.
But there is a major problem with the idea that time is real. Einstein's theories of special and general relativity suggest that time is relative, ticking differently for everything depending on their speed in relation to other objects. So how does Smolin marry his idea with Einstein's?
General relativity is not actually in contradiction with the idea that there is a real objective universal notion of time. The research which shows this compatibility is work the last several years called shape dynamics. The easiest way to describe it is that the ability to change what the definition of time is, which is apparently there in general relativity, is replaced by an ability to change the apparent sizes of objects. So relativity of time is replaced in this formulation by a relativity of size. And if you take away the size from our perception of the world, then you have left shape. So this is why this is called shape dynamics.
Just as people can differ in their perception of the order in which two events happen, which are simultaneous or very close in time, so can this apply to size. Of course, we all agree that a flower is smaller than a tree. But would it still be the case if the tree was somewhere else in the universe? We simply can't know, because by bringing a ruler to the tree or moving the flower to the tree's point in space, we can't be sure whether the transport or the universe itself will be affecting either the size of the ruler or the flower. So we cannot say with certainty that the flower is smaller than the tree at any point in the universe, much like Einstein suggested that the timing of events is relative. So is the size of things. But what does stay the same, even at different distances, different times and different places in space, is the shape of objects. In shape dynamics, time is like our proverbial river of time, with a constant flow that cannot be altered, much like we actually experience time in our daily lives. So Smolin claims that while in general relativity size is universal and time is relative, in shape dynamics time is universal and size is relative. In his new book, Smolin sets out a strong case for why he thinks time is real. If he's right, the consequences could be enormous.
I think that the issue of time is key to understanding quantum mechanics correctly, and that what's needed is not to interpret the mathematics of quantum mechanics as given, but to go beyond quantum mechanics and find a deeper theory which will make predictions which disagrees with the predictions of quantum mechanics. The way that we formulate it is we set out principles which we think cosmological theory should follow. And one of these principles is that there is only one universe. And we believe that this has to be imposed to keep cosmology scientific.
If, after experimentation of his ideas, it turns out that Smolin is right, it will turn our understanding of the universe upside down. The Big Bang may not have been the birthplace and time of our universe. Our universe could be a lot older than we suspect, and the laws that have governed it over time have possibly changed dramatically, and may be changing all the time. It is these changing laws and the unpredictability that follows from it that, for Smolin, make the universe a much more attractive place.
I think that living in a universe which is explicable by the process of science, but where the future is not totally predictable, gives us a sense of optimism. It means that determinism is false, that the impression that human beings have, that we have, that we can invent novel ideas, novel games, novel solutions to the problems that face us, novel concepts, novel forms of art, is real, that novelty is something that both nature can produce in its history and we can produce. And I think this makes the cosmology that is much more friendly to our aspirations for humankind.
That was Lee Smolin chatting with Karin Pikama.
If you visit the podcast page, www.fqxi.org/community/podcast, you'll find links to an article that describes Lee Smolin's ideas on the reality of time in more detail. You'll also find a link to the August 2012 podcast, which features an interview with Julian Barber talking about his ideas on shape dynamics.